This is Twit.
Facebook is removing trending topics.
Yeah.
What? This was the intractable problem they couldn't solve, which was basically the fake news problem, right? The trending topics, it couldn't be done with humans.
News, the fake accusation from conservatives that there is bias, and the fact that nobody looks at them to begin with. I had to go out of my way to remember where they were on my
screen. Oh, really? You didn't know?
Whoever looks at those damn things? Apparently 1.5% of publisher clicks come from trending news. So it's essentially a non-product to begin with that's caused them nothing but anguish thanks to all the controversy. So why not get rid of it?
Yeah, actually, if we hadn't told people it was going away, they may have never ever noticed. Let me just see what's trending today.
Right. It's on the right, by the way, if you haven't looked.
The page is still building, and now it's pushed down here. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School honoring its shooting victims. Dallas woman says she killed her husband for beating their pet cat. And a suspect is arrested after shooting in San Diego. And look, a big announcement from Facebook. We're removing trending news soon to make way for future news. After we're actually destroying your house to make way for an interspace bypass or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
I think nobody's sitting in front of this bulldozer, I can tell you right now.
I think this is related hyperspace to the article we've got further down here from Chartbeat. And Chartbeat is a company that puts analytics inside of web pages. And what they're now saying is that news sites are now getting more traffic direct on mobile phones than they are via Facebook. So over the last 5 years, we've seen news sites say that they want Facebook to send them traffic. And what they've realized is they actually just start telling people to come directly to their sites, people will.
Yeah.
And so now that the split has happened where the majority of people used Facebook to get the news, now they're going directly to people's the brand's websites, and they're all getting very excited about it.
I'm still a heavy Google News user, especially on my mobile.
I like the new Google. Be honest with you, the new Google News beats Apple News. It's actually, if I show you my phone, it's on the front page of my phone. It's I really like it,
and their algorithms are good.
Yeah, and they do something I think is admirable, and they trumpeted this, if you'll forgive the inadvertent pun, they trumpeted this at Google I.O. They said, there's going to be Leo's briefing, there's the top five stories for Leo, but then everything else, the headlines, everybody who reads it will get the same headlines.
Which I think is absolutely essential.
We're not going to do the algorithm on news. Right. And I think that's actually really admirable.
I agree.
That's probably the real story here is the failure of algorithms.
Yeah. I said AI from now on, it stands for algorithmic idiocy.
the fact is that the idea of tailoring news around your biases, basically.
Yeah.
To me,
what could go wrong?
It's a challenge to democracy, right? You're a conservative, you get conservative news. You're a liberal, you get liberal news. How does that help us resolve any of our problems?
Seth, you probably know better than anybody. How much what are important traffic drivers for your publications?
So in this space, Apple News is clearly a big one. Flipboard, strangely or not strangely.
Well, Flipboard's huge on iOS, right? I mean, it's on Android, but I think it's huge on iOS, yeah.
Right. And then, obviously Google News and then, all the different search, basically different ways Google sends traffic. Facebook is and Twitter are both kind of middle ground. We never invested in any kind of Facebook anything because I kind of felt like Facebook wasn't really our buddy. They didn't really seem like.
You were very right, weren't you? You turned out to be right when everybody else chased Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, Facebook was also handing out a lot of cash to some publishers to work with them. So, it wasn't dumb. I probably, if somebody gave me, $500,000, I would have probably done some Facebook videos, but, we still push out to Facebook. We didn't, delete Facebook or anything, but, and we do have an audience there. I think we have like 300,000 people on 9to5 Mac and a few less on the other sites. So, we use Facebook like everybody else, but we don't really promote it. We don't say, hey, go to our Facebook page or anything like that.
Yeah, we did Twit did the same thing on a much smaller scale than you guys, but Twit did the same thing with both YouTube and Facebook. I never really trusted either of those platforms to look out for my own best interests. Just as you said, Greg, they're not.
Yeah, they're not.